Led by Northern Wisconsin's Chippewa Federation of Tribes, leaders will argue that the EPA must step in now and use a section of the Clean Water Act to preserve the pristine waters of Lake Superior. The provision would stop drilling and data collection by Gogebic Taconite until federal regulators decide if the mine would do irreparable damage to the area. GTAC is proposing to build the largest open-pit iron ore mine in North America in an area that would flow into the Lake Superior watershed. Lac des Flambeaux President Tom Molson says they're going into these meetings with their eyes wide open.
Have we trust the federal government in their endeavors to do things right for us? Probably not. You know, they haven't lived up to their bargain with America and Indians, you know, back then. What makes them think that they're going to live up to them now?
But Molson says their mistrust is even greater with the state government. He says Wisconsin has passed laws favorable to the mining company and ignored the nearby tribes, even to the point of passing a law creating an off-limit zone to the proposed mining area.
That's within the Cedar Territory. Maybe we need to sue SeaTac, or we need to sue the state of Wisconsin in our endeavors to get on that piece of property, because we're not going to do any damage to it. So I guess, you know, we need to be a partner to whoever's going to go and really take a hard look at what the major impact would be if they were to mine.
The EPA used a section of the Clean Water Act in February to suspend mining activity by the Pebble Mine Company because it threatened the pristine Bristol Bay in Alaska. The DNR had no comment for our story. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.